KQED. Some call him the John Coltrane of Chicano art, Mexican-born painter and muralist Carlos Almaraz. Like Coltrane, his life was cut short before he was able to reach his full potential. He died when he was 48. Now the L.A. County Museum of Art is showcasing the first comprehensive retrospective of his work in decades. But as the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas tells us, Almaraz's story begins worlds away from the galleries of major museums in the streets of L.A.'s barrios.
There's a 16-by-26-foot mural here in the Boyle Heights section of Los Angeles at the Ramona Housing Projects. It was painted by Carlos Almaraz and Judith Hernandez in 1976. It's called Las Mujeres de Aztlán, the Mothers of Aztlán. The artists include images of the Virgin Mary, women farm workers, and Las Adelitas, female soldiers of the Mexican Revolution. It's among the murals that Almaraz created as a founding member of Los Four, a Chicano artist collective. It formed in the early 1970s to create art for the people, for La Lucha, the struggle.
They had some pretty grandiose ideas with Chicano art at the center.
Actor, filmmaker, and comedian Richard Montoya is wrapping up a documentary of the artist called Carlos in Wonderland.
These were big personalities to maintain and keep together in a kind of a healthy, sometimes unhealthy competition.
Another documentary from 1974 by filmmaker James Tartan depicts the tension within the Los Four collective. Almaraz wanted to take his art further, reach a larger audience, and he wanted more control. Almaraz speaks first.
But you guys don't want to be hassled with control. That's what it really is.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not hassled with
that. The point is, I've asked for 25%, for 50%, some control.
Of what?
Of money.
Of anything.
Carlos kind of takes off as an individual artist. There's a need for him to pull away from movement, identity politics, into the studio for much more personal and private work.
Work that reflected more universal, if very personal, themes. His own bisexuality, the metaphysical, Mexican mythology. But the L.A. neighborhoods he knew and loved best, Boyle Heights, Echo Park, East L.A., they were never too far away, and you can catch glimpses throughout the L.A. County Museum of Art exhibit, Playing with Fire, paintings by Carlos Almaraz.
Go into the first two main galleries of this exhibition, you'll see grand cityscapes featuring naked people cavorting in the streets, freeways zooming and zigzagging all over the place, and the buildings themselves, the skyscrapers, are wagging like puppy dog tails. It's visually right in your face.
Howard Fox is the curator of the LACMA exhibit. He and Richard Montoya walked me through Playing with Fire on a recent weekday. Fiery would be an apt description of Almaraz's use of light and color. Skies can take on the glow of a smoldering Southern California wildfire.
It's got these Disney colors in it, too. Mm-hmm. So he's drinking in California, the open sky, the things he couldn't see in Mexico City as a kid. But he comes to L.A., and my God, there's these things called freeways that are over the barrios, and there's these skies and these colors.
Almaraz's freeway car crash paintings are among his most famous, lonely arcing overpasses rising over L.A. neighborhoods. But unlike actual L.A. freeways, these are empty, except for one or two crashed cars. Engines blown in spectacular fireballs, tires and chunks of metal cascading across the canvas. The paint is laid on thick, like cake frosting.
We respond to the imagery almost viscerally, like you would if you saw an actual car crash. You can't not look at it.
Howard Fox.
But with the thick, buttery impasto that he paints these desperate images with, it's almost as if you want to go up and lick the painting. Don't do that, please. But it tempts you to lick it or touch it.
Painting is an illusion. It's a window to something that may or may not be real.
Here's Almaraz in an old videotaped interview recorded shortly before his death from complications related to AIDS in 1989.
It's there, and it's as real as anything else at the time that you're viewing it. I think then I sense a certain power in that illusion.
Almaraz continued to paint up until his death. Howard Fox says it was among his most prolific periods. These days, many art critics, including Fox, rank Almaraz among the finest California painters of the 20th century, alongside David Hockney, Ed Ruscha, and Wayne Thiebaud. And yet there's been no major retrospective of his work in more than 30 years.
Why did it take so long?
That's a very good question, and I'm afraid that any of the answers would point to curatorial neglect.
Richard?
It's not just that we're in an Oscar-so-white town. The battle now moves into the large museums. Carlos is kind of shoving open a door for us. And now that we're in, there may be no looking back.
Playing with Fire, paintings by Carlos Almaraz, is on view at the L.A. County Museum of Arts until December. If you can't make it, you can always try and track down some of the surviving street murals he created in Boyle Heights or South L.A. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.